Over the years, our NPR Student Podcast Challenge has brought us amazing youth voices from across the country. And today, we're going to meet some of our youngest champions. NPR's Janet Ujung Lee stopped by a student newsroom in Carlsbad, California, where a class full of 10 and 11-year-old journalists was on a tight deadline, racing to get their next big story out.
All right, guys, let's take a seat. Let's go ahead.
It's before school on a crisp Friday morning. And Andrew Luria is rallying the 20 or so kids in his elementary broadcasting club.
How many of you guys didn't do your homework? My own daughter. You're in trouble.
Their assignment was listening to a podcast. Last year, his daughter Lucy Luria and the students of MAG TV at Magnolia Elementary School made their own.
So imagine this, you're at a birthday party.
And their story was one of the fourth grade winners of the NPR Student Podcast Challenge.
You're playing with your little sister, bouncing on the trampoline.
You're having the time of your life.
And then, in an instant, everything changes. One wrong bounce, you knock heads with your sister, and you go down for the count.
Their podcast, Bouncing Back, told the story of their classmate, Leland Corman, who experienced a severe brain injury from this trampoline accident.
Leland was in the hospital for 5 months, but he wasn't alone. His parents and his sister were right there beside him.
Here's Leland's mom, Maggie.
It's really scary. I didn't know if Leland was going to survive.
In their reporting, the MAG TV crew followed Leland's recovery, leading up to the moment he left the hospital.
I just love to be at school and see all my friends.
We wanted to know how these 10 and 11-year-old journalists got the job done.
All right, guys, listen up. Let's develop our podcast idea a little bit more. How's that
when
sound?
He isn't with the kids, Luria is the evening anchor for Fox 5 San Diego. And he trains these 4th and 5th graders like professional journalists.
What other thoughts do you guys have, podcast ideas you have?
5th grader Ivan Wayland raises his hand.
Maybe we could do it on the fire and like how it started or something like that.
We visited MAG TV the week wildfires broke out in Los Angeles, just hours north of their school in Carlsbad.
I think it's an important thing when you tell the story is put yourself in the victim's shoes. Imagine having none of your clothes, none of your toys, none of your books, none of your school stuff. In some cases, a school burned down. What do you do?
On the huge whiteboard in the classroom is this month's production calendar. Beneath it, in the right-hand corner, a reminder for students. Ask emotional questions. 5th grader Gabby DeSaw chimes in.
Like trying interviews like some people that like you would know that like evacuated and like.
Once they agree on their podcast idea, MAG TV students turn to work on their broadcast news show. Today, they're producing a segment called The Lion's Share, where they interview their classmates.
I got a camera.
Did you guys grab mics?
Students dash to the front of the room to grab iPhones and microphones.
Okay, let's go.
The sun's peeping out, and students rush outside where their friends are just getting to school.
Mic test 1, 2, 3, okay, mic test 1,
yep,
2, 3.
Yep, works. All right.
This month's Lion's Share question.
And remember, it's what's your New Year's resolution?
Like a coach, Luria observes from the sideline as the students get to work.
You want to get interviewed?
Hi, Claire. What's your New Year's resolution?
To be amazing.
Cool.
What's your New Year's resolution for this year?
To learn piano lessons.
That's cool. What type of piano songs do you want to learn?
Twinkle, twinkle, little star. Basically all the common ones.
Luria also chimes in on craft.
Don't be afraid to go in there kind of quick and just kind of go right on in nice and tight. But I like how smooth that was. That was really good.
Hi, Liddy. What's your New Year's resolution?
To learn how to sit in my chair at the dinner table properly.
All this training from a professional journalist paid off. Our judges could hear the meticulous planning and thoughtfulness in last year's award-winning entry.
Leland left Reedy's Children's Hospital on June 1st, returning for the first time since that one unlucky day.
We are all so proud of you.
I worked on Leland's podcast. It was a really heartfelt podcast, and it was really fun.
Itzel Moss is in the 5th grade. It's her second year in MAG TV.
Now I'm kind of like a pro, and I'm really having fun.
Back on the blacktop at Magnolia Elementary,
what? Oh.
The school bell interrupts the pros who are hard at work. Lucy Luria and the rest of the students are rushing to class.
I'm gonna be so late.
Does this happen every morning?
Yeah. We're always doing a lion's share, and then the bell rings. We're like, oh no.
And then we all run back, and then we're all super tired.
But it's worth it.
Yeah, it's definitely worth it. We always have so much fun.
Janet Ujang Lee, NPR News, Carlsbad, California.